What's going on, Real Ass fans? This is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. Did you know that we do this show live twice a week, every Monday and Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch the show live exclusively at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Gas Digital members not only get the live stream, but you also get the video version of the show, live chat, archived episodes, plus brand new episodes 5 days before they go to Google Play, iTunes, or anywhere else. We've also got a bunch of other great shows on the network, like The Josta Show, Legion of Skanks, Bruce Buffer's It's Time, and brand new, starting right now, Believe You Me, with UFC middleweight champion Michael the Count Bisping. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. When you check out, use the promo code RAP, and you save $1 on monthly membership. Plus, you get a 14-day free trial to see if you like it. That's just $6 per month. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. Promo code RAP when you check out. And even if you can't subscribe for the exclusive content, you can still help us out by going to iTunes right now, subscribing for free for the audio version, leaving us a positive review and a 5-star ranking. Thanks for listening. Keep being a real ass dude.
To the RAP. If you's a real motherfucker, this a place to be. You know you're never really sure what these dudes will say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Louis J. Gomez for Prez, cause he talks that real shit. When it comes to comedy, man, he's the Joan Jett. Zach holding it down, he's known as a sniper. Got you laughing so hard you might need a diaper. Mondays at noon and every Wednesday too. You got these two coming through to entertain you. Talking to guests and the topics are jamming. And Louis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon. The superstar worldwide, yeah, Amico slamming. And you never know what the PR rattlesnake is planning. So here we go, yeah, you know we're ready to rock. Because the Real Ass Podcast is about to drop.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. I would say sort of a bonus show. It's not really a bonus show. It's a makeup show. I fucked up and I was on the boat and I never ended up getting the extra show out. So here it is, guys. Here's your bonus show. Monday morning, this is coming out, I think. Welcome to the show. It's a solo show from my bedroom. I got this fucking... I found this USB microphone in my closet. And I was like, holy shit, this thing sounds pretty good. So I said, you know what? I'm not gonna worry about getting down to the studio. I'm not gonna worry about booking all these comics. I'm gonna just chill out in my fucking room. Hold on, this is a great song. Well, anyway, guys, the reason I'm playing dramatic music is because it's over. It's over for men. It's, you know, we had a good run. I gotta be honest with you. I feel like we are, we're just coming to the end. We're coming to the end of a time when you could have pride in being a dude. And it's kind of depressing, because I like being a dude. And I think women like dudes. I think most women enjoy men, you know?
I don't think women enjoy this other fucking version of whatever this new dude is becoming and what this new society is creating. But it really is. It's happening. I mean, it's fucking happening. Slowly but surely. You know, I want to get into this episode. I'm going to talk about the Louis C.K. scandal. That's what this whole episode is going to be about. It's going to be a little bit shorter of an episode. I figure I'll probably do a half an hour or so. Little fucking bonus episode. Why not? That's what this whole theme is about. But I want to get some plugs out of the way before I get into this. Sorry, I'm smoking a blunt. Okay, this weekend, Waterbury, Connecticut. I got a gig. Go to GomezComedy.com to grab tickets. Waterbury, Connecticut, headlining a show out there. This Saturday night, the 18th of November, myself and Zach Amico at Nietzsche's in Buffalo. Motherfuckers, get the fuck up to Buffalo. If you're within a four-hour radius of Buffalo and you're not coming out to the show, you are a fucking jerk-off. It's going to be a blast. We're staying in Buffalo that night. We're going to get crazy. I promise you. Okay? December 8th, Chicago. 15th, Philly. GomezComedy.com for tickets. Lots of stuff happening in the new year as well, guys. Trust me. It's a good time to be a Gomite. Good time to be a fan of the Real Ass Podcast and all the other incredible shows I have, which you should check out. Believe you me, with UFC middleweight champion. Whoa, fuck. Fuck, former UFC middleweight champion. This is the first time I've had to say that. God damn it, that hurts. Michael Bisping, we will be returning tomorrow. And also Legion of Skanks, which is, you know what the fuck's up. If you're listening to this show, you probably have heard of Legion of Skanks, at the very least. So, yeah, come check me out live, motherfuckers. Go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review, all that bullshit. Okay, I'm done. No more fucking plugs on a bonus show. So, when I say we're done, what I mean is this, okay? I'm not going to recap the whole fucking Louis story, because you're not living under a rock. You know what's going on, okay? Louis C.K., fucking New York Times article comes out, 5 different women accuse him of quote-unquote sexual misconduct. You know, sexual misconduct, what is sexual misconduct? What is that? What does that mean? You know? According to this... these stories, Louis C.K. asks women, hey, can I pull my dick out and jerk off in front of you? And I'm assuming most of the time women are cool with it and say yes. And that's that. That's how he gets off. That's his fucking thing, you know? Because there's a few women that came out and said it creeped him out. And that's justified. All right, fine. You're fucking creeped out by it. But let's be adults. What do you want me to say here? You know, a guy asks you to fucking watch him jerk off? Boo fucking who? I got real fucking problems. I got real shit going on in my life where that's your big fucking problem? I'm sorry, I can't sit here and pretend that a man asking a woman to watch him masturbate is this crazy fucking, oh my God, we need to stop the presses and we need to fucking destroy a man's career over it. At the very worst, he's a creep. The very worst. And to be honest with you, I can't even call him a creep. I can't even call him a fucking creep, because who the fuck am I? It's just sexual perversion. That's all it is. Every motherfucker has their own shit that gets their dick hard, right? Or their pussy wet, whatever it is, right? And who am I or who are you to sit there and deconstruct what gets somebody off? Who the fuck are you? Are you sitting there? Are you just a boring motherfucker in bed? Well, that's a problem in itself, right? So we're going to sit here and, you know, not only fucking destroy a man, but then drag him through the dirt and fucking... he's got kids. He's got a family. It's like he's got to sit there and you know, these bitches want to sit there and fuck. These feminists who are at the cusp of all of this, they're slut-shaming this guy. That's literally what they're doing. They're slut-shaming a guy for wanting to get off. Now, here's the truth, okay? We're in a fucking time where you can't go to work and say that shit to chicks that you work with. Right? You can't do that. You know, and it is a little bit fucking weird. But I got to be honest with you, this isn't now. This isn't Louis Superstar, King of the fucking world, an hour every year, you know, the fucking Midas touch, Louis C.K. This is 10, 15, and 20 years ago, Louis C.K., or whatever the timeline was, right? It's a little bit of a different time. Even from a societal standpoint, we don't look at shit today the same way we did 10 years ago, you know? So, everyone is dragging this guy through the mud. Not everyone. I shouldn't even say that. It's just really an online mob that are dragging him through the mud. But here's the funny part. Everybody behind closed doors is saying exactly what the fuck I'm saying right now. Everybody. Everyone. Nobody thinks Louis C.K. should lose his career, should lose his movies, his Netflix specials, his agent, his management. He should lose every opportunity. Nobody fucking thinks that. And by the way, let's not get this shit misconstrued. I don't give a fuck about Louis C.K. To be honest, he will be fucking fine. 1 year from now, 2 years from now, he'll reemerge. It wasn't even a fucking... He didn't really do anything. He asked some bitches to jerk off in front of him. That's what he did. And the truth is, the smoke will clear, and he'll be welcomed back. It'll be fine. Mel Gibson's in a fucking a fruity toot fucking comedy right now when he just fucking went out and said the Jews were responsible for all the wars in the world. Come on. You think this is going to fucking end Louis C.K.'s career? Get the fuck out of here. He'll be better because of it, honestly. He'll be a guy that fucking goes through to the other side, and he'll come up with a fucking incredible piece of comedy because of this. So I don't give a fuck. Louis C.K. is a billionaire. He's got a fucking yacht. I don't give a fuck. What's funny is I'll be called a rape apologist, and I'll be called a fucking piece of shit and a problematic man in comedy because I simply am having a conversation that everybody is having behind closed doors. I've been doing comedy the past few nights, and I asked the crowds. I was like, yeah, do you guys think Louis C.K. should have all of his shit taken away? Everybody unanimously, no. Ask anybody. Go out to your fucking office tomorrow. Go to your fucking coworker. Go to your cousin. Go to your female friends. Go to the you know, everybody you know, and get the temperature on this. Should Louis C.K. have everything fucking taken away from him? Not just comedians. Okay, and nobody thinks that he fucking should, right? Now, why is it that no comedians are coming out and getting this motherfucker's back? It's because they are spineless. It is fucking crazy. Comics, let me tell you something, dude. Comics, the loyalty that comics show, it's a little bit fucking like, whoa. I want to step back and go like, holy shit. The amount of shit that Louis done for people in a positive fucking way, men and women, you know, and the fact that nobody's going out and just saying, hey, you know, it's a little crazy that they're taking everything from Louis. It fucking sucks. And I can't necessarily blame everybody, right? Because a lot of people have a lot of shit to lose. But this is when I say we're losing the fight. This is what I'm talking about. The fight that we're losing is the fact that people are afraid to even give their opinion on it. People are afraid to have a conversation that goes, that steers anything away from the liberal lefty narrative. And if you move away from that, the further you move away from it, the more quote-unquote problematic you become, the less opportunities that you're going to have, and all the same shit that women and minorities and you know, gays and trans are complaining about happens. And it's because you're not changing the way you're thinking. That's crazy. So yeah, we're losing this fucking battle, and it's happening more and more and more. It's not more comics are fucking afraid. This is the one thing where I'm like, holy shit, Louis didn't really even do anything crazy. You know, what do you want me to say here? You know, if there's a woman that's traumatized because a guy says, "Hey, I want you to watch me masturbate," that you know in a fairly professional or casual or personal way, and that fucking traumatizes you, and that's something you're like, oh my god, like, wow, that's fucking killing me. You need to fucking go to therapy. I don't know what you want me to tell you, you know? Like, yeah, should a man be abusing his power? No, nobody should be abusing their power. But let's get real. We're adults. We're adults. People want to fuck, okay? And the truth of the matter is, I'm sure 100 times it's worked. And 100 times there's been women that are going like, holy shit, I just watched Louis C.K. jerk off. And they go home and they go, yeah, dude, that's hot. And they masturbate to the thought of that. Louis C.K. is not a guy on a fucking subway platform pulling his dick out. I read a girl's tweet She was breaking down how a homeless guy masturbated at her on the subway, like years ago, and how it made her feel and how scared she was. And yeah, that's fucking crazy, of course. Yes. But why do they have to do that? Why do the stories have to go into this fucking area of, like, sexual assault and aggression? And it's like, I don't know, dude. One of the stories in the New York Times article, the woman said, yeah, Louis asked if he could go home and masturbate in front of me. And I said no. And he got bright red in the face and embarrassed and said, oh, my God, I have a problem. I'm sorry. What? That's a problematic guy? No, that's kind of a sad fucking story. That seems like a guy who's fucking, you know, embarrassed and you know, at this point in his life has some money and fame and now is, you know, in a situation where he can maybe get some fucking pussy. Which, I'm sorry, why is that such a bad thing? When men want to get pussy, it's a bad thing. But when women want to get fucked, we're celebrating them as being fucking feminist warriors and you can't slut shame them and anything else. But if you're a man and you act out on your fantasies, you're a fucking piece of shit. What if your fantasy is to fuck women that make less money than you? Right? What if that woman's fantasy is to fuck a rich superstar or to watch him jack off? Who the fuck are you? He shouldn't have the opportunity to have an adult conversation with somebody and read somebody and maybe possibly misread somebody? That's crazy. That's crazy. And they say, oh, well, it's the power structure. He's the most powerful comedian. So what happens now? Successful men are not allowed to fuck? So where's the line? Do we say guys that make over $250,000 a year, they're no longer allowed to fuck people unless they're extremely successful rich women? What? And these are rules for men. These rules don't exist for anybody else. This is a... It sounds like a fucking bigoted attack on dudes. It's like bizarro world. I don't know how more people aren't going like, what the fuck is going on? I get that it's funny and it's like, you know, people like to jump on the whole narrative and, you know, ah, oh, fucking Louis. You know, I guess on the, you know, he was a little bit of a fucking liberal and he was, you know, shitting on Trump. And I got to be honest with you. I don't really give a fuck about people's political views. He's a great comic. You know what I'm saying? That's it. He's a great comic. And from what I heard in those stories, he's not a criminal. He's not a criminal. He's guilty of being a sexual deviant. He's guilty of being inappropriate at work. But motherfucker, come on, look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Everybody look in the mirror. You haven't been inappropriate at work? You haven't done some shit that's inappropriate? Think about your deviant sexual shit that you do and the shit that gets you off, right? Dude, I remember back in the day, I used to fuck this chick who worked for me. Young chick. Young chick used to sell comedy club tickets on the street for me. And she loved fucking her boss. That was it. She loved fucking her boss. She was into fucking her boss. Trust me. I didn't prey on her. She fucking threw it at me. And I loved fucking this young girl because it was like really hot. I love when she would turn around and she'd be like, fuck me, boss. She'd say that. It was crazy. So, was I committing some sort of sexual misconduct because I was having sex with an employee of mine? What do you want me to say? We were two consenting adults. Two adults that wanted to have sex. We walked away from the experience being friends. We were cool. Is that not what we're looking for in society? Are we not trying to push the ball down the field where we are all coming together and we are learning from each other and we're experiencing from each other, but we're still remaining different? We're still different fucking people, okay? We cannot all be fucking androids who are programmed to think the exact same way. And it's like in entertainment, on television, through every form of media now, you have to follow this specific narrative. And if you don't, you are risking it all. The reason no comics are saying anything is because everyone's afraid that their stupid fucking pilot or their stupid radio deal or their stupid fucking book deal or whatever else it is could be jeopardized because one day somebody's going to go like, oh, look, this guy's a fucking rape apologist. Well, fuck you. Fuck all the... Let me tell you something, dude. Fuck that. Nobody that does comedy got into comedy to play by these specific finite set of rules. I've been doing comedy for 13 fucking years, dude. I didn't get into this shit. Or when I got into it, there was no finite set of rules. When I got into it, it was like, dude, I am my fucking own boss. I wake up, my eyes open up every single day, and I do what the fuck I want to do. That's it, right? That's the ultimate freedom, ultimate success. You open your eyes every morning, you go, holy shit, I get up, I fucking brush my teeth, and I go where I want to go, you know? And the more I do that every single day, and every minute of my day that I spend doing what I want to do, the closer to success and true happiness that I fucking am. Right? And that's why I got into comedy. That's why everybody got into comedy. And they are fucking killing that. They are killing that right now. The idea of freedom of expression, the idea of having thoughts and conversations and searching for funny, maybe with darker subject matter or subject matter that might not be pleasant for certain people to hear, that shit is going the fuck away. It is done. So... We got a little bit of time left. I think we got a couple years. 2-3 more years. This is why I want to do Gas Digital. This is why I want to fucking keep on creating what we're doing with Legion of Skanks. Maybe open up a comedy club eventually. Really be able to fucking create. Really have the freedom to not have to worry about any of that bullshit. You know? My own little fucking island, dude. I don't want to be a part of any of that shit, dude. Any of it. So Louis apologizes. Hold on, I gotta light my blunt. I really like this headset. Hopefully you guys like the way this audio sounds right now. And I know this isn't a fucking funny episode. I'm just preaching, dude. I'm just preaching like a fucking asshole. But I'm listening to fucking people's podcasts. I'm listening to radio shows. Nobody's fucking saying this. I don't understand it. I don't even get it. Am I so blind? It's so black and white to me. I'm like, what is going on here? What is this crazy thing that he did? What is it? I want somebody to sit down and fucking explain it to me and not get into this fucking hippy-dippy, you know, crazy, you know, go down this rabbit hole of, you know, what's unfair for women and how women feel every day and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, guys, yes, I know. I understand. Look, I was raised by a single mom. I was raised with literally all women, my great-grandma, my great-aunt, my mom, and my sister. That's who raised me. And they were crazy bitches who were violent and angry and said fucked up shit and did mean things too. Let's not pretend that women are fucking all glorious and great and unbelievable, right? But, you know... I understand. I fucking completely get it. There are definitely a lot of disadvantages for women. There's a lot of disadvantages for a lot of people, dude. I don't know. And I've said this for a long time, and it's a philosophy that I have, and it's a philosophy it's going to stick with me forever, and I have to stand by this. I hold myself to a certain standard, and I feel like I should hold everybody else to that standard. And if I don't act like a piece of shit, you know, my mom was a fucking heroin addict, who killed herself. My dad was stabbed to death when I was 4 years old, okay? I grew up on welfare, Section 8, out of the house when I was 16, fucking done. I mean, dude, I'm talking about, like, almost fucking, like, I got into real crime, getting into real fucked up shit, dude, you know? And if I don't sit there and feel bad for myself and go, like, oh, my God, what was me? Everything needs to be made even for me. Everything needs to be handed to me. You know, come on, man. I haven't had the advantages. I have brown skin. Dude, if I don't hold myself to that standard or my own son to that standard, then who the fuck are you? Some fucking stranger asshole comic? Some comedian who doesn't want to have a fucking day job? You think you deserve some special treatment? Fuck you. I can't sit here and just feel bad for people, and then people go like, oh, dude, well, that's you, that's the way that you see the world, that's, you know, that's your life. Well, no, they're trying to also hold me to their standard. Let's not get it twisted here. Yeah, I'm holding them to my standard and my worldview, which is that, yeah, dude, you get a certain, you know, set of cards in life. You're man, woman, black, white, Asian, one leg, fucking no legs, paraplegic, born in fucking Africa with AIDS. There's different fucking standards, motherfucker. You can, believe me, you could have had a worse hand, no matter who the fuck you are. You could have had a worse hand, okay? But it's how you play that fucking hand. It's what you do with it, right? And you could win. You can keep on coming back. You can keep on fucking winning, right? But the people that don't have that attitude are the people that are going, no, man, we need to redistribute the cards. Everyone's got to have even cards. No. I'm sorry. I'm never going to change my thought on this. People keep on trying to fight me on it. People keep, no, dude, you can't expect everyone to see the world the way you see the world. Yes, I can. Stop expecting me to see the world the way you see the world, motherfucker. In fact, I think more people see the world the way that I see the world. I think most people don't agree with all the bullshit. Most people don't agree with either extreme case. Any of the fucking shit on the left, any of the shit on the right. Most people, 95% of the people in the world, don't agree with any of it. All the pronoun bullshit from the left, all the fucking, you know, you gotta tiptoe around and fucking redistribute the wealth for everybody that the, you know, the socialist attitude of the left. And nobody agrees with the fucking, you know, we need to send Muslims out of this country to the right, and we need to fucking, you know, round up minorities, and we need to be fucking killing young black people, and Blue Lives Matter. The people who believe all that shit are these very small percentages of people that sit on the fucking internet and preach and bitch and moan all fucking day. Are you that person? That's the thing. You got to really look at it. Are you that person? Because if you walk around society, if you go to fucking Olive Garden right now and you have a conversation with anybody who's sitting in fucking Olive Garden, nobody gives a fuck. Everybody just wants to get along. Nobody gives a fuck what your political beliefs are. Nobody gives a fuck what your religious beliefs are. Nobody cares about what your background is, your skin color is. We're all just trying to fucking go to work and fucking go home and enjoy our families and not have our thoughts and words controlled. That's the commonality there. That's really the truth is what everybody wants is everybody wants to have our fucking own thoughts and be able to protect our families and to be able to raise people the way we want to raise them and to just be good people. Most people just want to be good people, right? That's the truth. I don't give a fuck if you're a white guy, cis, white gender, gay guy, whatever it is. Most people that I know, that I interact with in my every single day life, they legitimately just want to be good people and wish nothing but good on other people. And you know what? There's a few pieces of shit out there, okay? And it happens in every fucking culture. It happens in every city, in every state, in every industry. There's going to be some pieces of shit and some bad apples. So Louis C.K. apologized. I don't think he should have. I'll read some of it. This is the complete statement. I want to... sorry, guys. You're going to see exactly what a terrible reader I am. I want to address the stories told to the New York Times by five women named Abby, Rebecca, Dana, Julia, who felt able to name themselves, and one who did not. Bonnie McFarlane. These stories are true. At the time, I said to myself that it was okay because I never showed a woman my dick without asking first, which is also true. But what I learned later in life, too late... Sorry guys, I gotta smoke this blunt. Is that when you have power over another person, asking them to look at your dick isn't a question, it's a predicament for them. The power I had over these women is that they admired me, and I wielded that power irresponsibly. I gotta be honest with you, no, it's not real power. Somebody having an admiration for you is not you having power over them. They can choose to walk away. You don't choose to be admired by people. You know what I'm saying? You choose to create. You choose to go out and... I mean, all right, I shouldn't say that. You do choose to be admired by people to a certain degree. But it always comes down to the fact that you don't owe anybody anything. If somebody admires you, it doesn't mean that you are on a different level than them. It means that they're putting you on a different level than them. Okay? I've been remorseful of my actions, and I've tried to learn from them and run from them. Now I am aware of the extent of the impact of my actions. I learned yesterday the extent to which I left these women who admired me feeling badly about themselves and cautious around other men who would never have put them in that position. I also took advantage of the fact that I was widely admired in my and their community, which disabled them from sharing their story and brought hardship to them when they tried because people who look up to me didn't want to hear it. I didn't think that I was doing any of that because my position allowed me to not think about it. There is nothing about this that I forgive myself for, and I have to reconcile it with who I am, which is nothing compared to the task I left with them. I wish I had reacted to their admiration of me by being a good example to them as a man and giving them some guidance as a comedian, including because I admired their work. The hardest regret to live with is what you've done to hurt someone else. And I can hardly wrap my head around the scope of hurt I brought on them. I'd be remiss to exclude the hurt that I brought on people who I work with and have worked with whose professional and personal lives have been impacted by all of this, including projects currently in the production, the cast and crew of blah, 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 blah. I deeply regret that this has brought negative attention to my manager, Dave Becky, who only tried to mediate the situation that I caused. I have brought anguish and hardship to the people at FX who have given me so much, The Orchard, who took a chance on my movie, and every other entity that has bet on me throughout the years. I've brought pain to my family, my friends, my children, and their mother. I've spent my long and lucky career talking and saying anything I want. I will now step back and take a long time to listen. Thank you for reading. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, look, he's got to do it. I get it. You know, you got to go out and apologize, I guess. But not really. I don't know. They're already taking it from you, dude. What do you want me to say? You know, it's just kind of a... It's just kind of a fucking... The whole thing is just sort of a fucking fake, phony, not real thing. None of the parties involved are real. You know what I'm saying? The outrage is fake. Louis C.K.'s response is fake. The five women affected... You know, I gotta be honest with you. I don't want to shit on any victims, and I really don't want to be the guy that's, like, known as, you know, a victim blamer or anything else. But, you know, you got to look in the mirror, dude. You know, I've talked to my chick about this. I've talked to a lot of women about this. My son's mother had the same conversation with her. It's like, things affect people, you know, and I understand that, you know. But there's got to be, you have to look in the mirror sometime and go like, okay, well, how much is this really affecting me? How much is this fucking killing me? I talk to women specifically that have had scenarios with Louis C.K., where, you know, they, you know, I don't want to name fucking names, but I've talked to female comics who've had shit with Louis. And one of them thinks it's funny. She was like, yeah, it was just funny. I don't know. You know, it was an exchange we had that was just kind of funny. She's an adult. You know, what do you want me to say? Why, let me ask you this. Why do we put so much emphasis on sex and what sex means? Why is it such a big fucking deal? I don't understand, like, that specific, the idea of sex being this thing that's, oh my God, so much greater and so much crazier than anything else, right? So why is it, unless, I won't say a man-woman thing, but why is it that if you grab a woman's breast, it's worse than smacking her in the face? Or it would be considered worse by many. Like, I don't understand. I truly don't understand that side of it. Why is that considered like a thing that is like such a worse, heinous, crazy act? The idea of doing that, you know, or the idea of this. Like, let's say you're at work and you say to a woman, "Oh yeah, you look really good. I'd love to fucking go home with you," right? Or if you say to a woman at work, "You know what? You're really dumb. You know, you're kind of a dummy. You know, you could have done that better." Now you'll get in trouble for both. But the other one, which isn't really an act of aggression, it's an act of like he's trying to, you know, you're trying to get with her. It may be creepy, but, you know, it's not an act of aggression ultimately, but that would be considered worse. You probably lose your job over the one, or it would be a very big talk, whereas the other one would, they'd go, "Ah, dude, you can't really fucking get that aggressive, people, relax." You know, as simple as that, dude. I mean, that's, why is it the sexual side is just held on a, at a higher regard? It's a very strange thing. Because my son's mother, she had a guy grab her ass, and they're just on the street. And it's not something that fucking affected her anything beyond that moment. You know, she said, "Get the fuck off me, creep," and she fucking walked away. She lives in New York City, you know, she's a white woman, she's like, you know, it's not like she's a fucking tough ghetto chick who, like, you know, she doesn't lose any sleep, she's not fucking having nightmares over it. Now, the woman that affects to another level where a guy grabs her ass and, you know, if that puts her in the fucking hospital and she's shaking and she can't get over that, you know, I got to be honest, you have to look at, like, what's going on, what happened. And look, maybe there's other shit that have happened in her life and, you know, that's horrible. But you can't, I guess I'm getting away from the point that I'm making, which is, you know, these women, I don't want to discount their feelings about what, you know, Louis, quote-unquote, did to them, but if you go back to a man's hotel room, and he says, "I want to pull out my dick and jerk off," and you start laughing, and you're giggling, and you're playing, and having a good time, then he pulls out his dick, and he starts jerking off, and you're still laughing, you're still there, you know, when, why, how does it become just his responsibility to get out of that situation? He did his part by saying, hey, I want to jerk off in front of you. I think you're hot. Let's fuck. He did his part. At what point do you not have a responsibility to do your part and say, hey, you know what? I'm really not into that. And that's what a professional does. That's what an adult does. That's what every woman that I've spoken to about this, literally every fucking woman that I've spoken to about this off record, off mic, says. Like, oh, I tell them to fucking beat it. Maybe they're making a shitty joke there. I don't know. But yeah, the apology, I don't fucking dig it. You know, he'll be fine though. The truth is, he'll be fine. You know. All right, that's the show. I'm done. I'm done talking about Louis. This is my Louis cast, and that's all I feel. I don't want to talk about it that much more. I know we're going to talk about it on Wednesday with Legion of Skanks because we got Kilstein in and we got Nick Mullen in. We'll definitely get into it on that show because that will be a funny, fucking weird show to do it with. And that's that. So listen, guys, once again, this weekend, Friday night, the 17th of November, I'll be in Waterbury, Connecticut. 18th of November, I will be in Buffalo, New York with Zach Amico. Grab tickets at GomezComedy.com right now, you fucking cocksuckers. And we will check you guys next time. Real Ass Podcast. Peace.